Several Wisconsin counties were listed in the very unhealthy air quality level yesterday, with some areas ranking the worst in the world. It's Wednesday, June 28th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, the future of the state's top election official is unclear after the Wisconsin Election Commission deadlocked on a reappointment. And Stevens Point is hosting the U.S. Golf Association's Senior Open this weekend. We'll hear about how the area is preparing for the crowds. Stay with us.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
A statewide air quality advisory is in effect until Thursday because of smoke from Canadian wildfires. Evan Casey has more on the hazy conditions which arrived on Tuesday.
Several counties across Wisconsin saw, quote, very unhealthy air quality ratings. At one point, Brookfield had the worst air quality in the entire nation, according to an online tracker. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says it's important to stay inside if possible. Carissa Hoyam is the Environmental Health Program Leader at the Children's Health Alliance of Wisconsin. She says the conditions are especially worrisome for children.
Kids spend a lot of time outdoors. They have increased breathing rates. They're mouth breathers. They tend to breathe through their mouths, and they breathe in more air per their body weight.
A spokesperson for the Children's Wisconsin Hospital in Wauwatosa said they've seen an increase in kids coming in for breathing issues this week. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Republican lawmakers are hoping to send more than $3 million in state aid to northern counties that can no longer tax properties owned by tribal members. The move follows a 2022 federal court ruling barring Wisconsin from collecting property taxes from tribal members within reservation lands, even if those properties had previously fallen out of tribal ownership. Republican State Senator Romaine Quinn says local governments should not bear the financial brunt of decisions made long ago. He and other northern Wisconsin legislators have worked around $3.5 million into the state budget to help Ashland, Bayfield, and other counties make up for lost revenue.
We burnt quite a bit of political capital to get this done because it's very hard to convince people in Madison to care about anything north of Highway 8, let alone particular tax issues that they know nothing about. So pretty excited that we're at where we're at today.
Quinn says lawmakers still need to find a long-term solution to the tax issue. The Wisconsin Elections Commission deadlocked Tuesday night on a vote over the future of the state's top election official. That means Administrator Megan Wolf will likely remain in the nonpartisan role after her term expires on July 1st. Democrats on the commission abstained from a vote over whether to reappoint Wolf. They cited a recent state Supreme Court decision that let a Natural Resources Board member stay in his job after his term expired. That may mean that courts will need to intervene. Republican Don Millis, the chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, said that could empower conspiracy theorists who want to sow doubt about state elections.
Anyone who's on the losing side of a complaint or some activity or someone who objects to a decision that she has made is going to add in their objection that she doesn't have the authority because her term expired.
Wolf said she'll remain in the holdover position and that she will prioritize maintaining stability going into the 2024 election cycle. Central Wisconsin is about to see an influx of fans for professional golf. Stevens Point's Century World will host the USGA's Senior Open this week. Rob Menser has more.
The Senior Open will feature some of the world's best golfers ages 50 and up, including Wisconsin's Steve Stricker. The event is expected to bring some 50,000 visitors to Stevens Point. Golfers have already begun practice rounds, which are open to the public with tickets. The tournament runs Thursday through Sunday. Jerry Moore lives near the Century World Golf Course. He says the event is exciting for the region.
Any money coming into the community is good money. So we welcome them. I hope they have a great time and have a fun week and stay for all the other festivities going on.
Local restaurants have added staff and ordered extra food in anticipation of crowds, and some 2,300 community volunteers will help make the event work. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, reporter Sarah Lear brings us along to try out for Lake Geneva's most coveted summer job, a mailboat jumper. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a unique summer job.
Neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night can stop postal carriers from delivering the mail, as the unofficial motto goes. But for some teenage mail carriers in southern Wisconsin, there are even more hurdles to surmount. As WPR's Sarah Lear tells us, the Lake Geneva mail jumpers hop from ship to shore as they deliver letters to lakefront homes.
One of the typical uniforms for U.S. Postal Service mail carriers includes a blue-collared shirt and an over-the-shoulder satchel. But for some mail routes in Lake Geneva, one of Wisconsin's trendy resort cities, a life jacket is part of the necessary apparel. More than a dozen teens lined up on the deck of a cruise ship on a recent rainy morning. They're competing for an unusual summer job, delivering mail by boat on Geneva Lake. During its delivery runs, the mail ship never stops. Jumpers have to leap from deck to pier and back again as they drop off mail and collect outgoing letters. Captain Ray Ames briefs the hopefuls.
Remember, you're going from a moving boat onto a stationary pier. You lead with your right going off. Don't try to plant your feet and stop. Run it out.
18-year-old Erin Hensler grew up near Lake Geneva, where mailboat jumpers are idolized. She hopes to secure a spot for her second summer of jumping.
There's a lot of adrenaline, and, you know, some people chase the runners high. We chase the jumpers high.
Mail's been delivered by boat in the southeast Wisconsin vacation town since the late 1800s, when many newly built estates were hard to reach by road. Now carriers can drive mail trucks to those houses, but some lakefront homeowners still like to keep the tradition alive. Close to 80 of them choose to have their letters and newspapers dropped off by mailboat jumpers every summer. It's part of a long-standing agreement between the cruise line and the local post office. Harold Freestead became part of that legacy when he started driving the mailboat in the 1960s. The 83-year-old has since retired after decades managing the cruise line, but he still returns to the lake to witness tryouts.
Such a positive experience to be able to jump right off on these private piers and this elegance all around you and all the people on the boat that love every second of it.
Ryan, make sure.
All right, grab with both hands.
The job is coveted and it requires firm footing. Run too fast before you jump back on the boat and you risk a collision. That's how a few past jumpers have cracked the ship's glass windows. Hesitate, and you'll plunge straight into Geneva Lake, like 16-year-old Emma Bond during tryouts.
She in? She went in.
The boat kept chugging along at about 10 miles per hour.
And I tried to pull myself back, but the momentum of the boat, or trying to get to the boat, just pulled me in. My mom packed extra clothes just in case, and I think she jinxed me.
Trying to stay dry is just part of the job. The boat jumpers also give tours to the passengers who ride along during each mail run.
All the next six properties are especially interesting as they are currently, or were at one point, all part of the Rigby estate.
That's 19-year-old Marissa Torres-Raby, one of the more experienced jumpers, talking about the history of the mansions that were built along the lake by Chicago business titans. During tryouts, the boat jumpers are graded on their narration, and former mail jumper Katie Tice is one of the judges. She's looking for jumpers with stage presence.
So we're looking at people skills and athleticism and how comfortable they are with all that put together.
Not every part of the job is glamorous. Jumpers start sorting mail by 7 a.m., and they have to clean the ship's bathrooms. But mailboat jumpers say there's no other way they'd rather spend their summers.
WPR's Sarah Lear brought us that story on the Lake Geneva mail jumpers. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast and find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are Mallory Chang and John Davis. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. Of course, while you're there, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a rating and review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.